Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, if you go up to Infowars.com, it's been up and down today under a coordinated denial of service attack, the biggest we've ever seen. Doesn't matter. We'll just start even more backup websites. Our listeners will just get the impeachment articles out to even more people. Get them out to every member of Congress. I'll talk about it after we take calls. And I got some clips of the president we're going to analyze coming up here. But it's the same thing with Obamacare. Left it nebulous, and now he's just going to do whatever he wants. They are licking their chops. I mean, they know there's going to be another mass shooting with all this media hype, guaranteed. And this is just a matter of time. And if there isn't, they'll stage one. And like Larry Pratt said, you notice the media won't attack Larry Pratt for that. They tried and dropped it. Remember Larry Pratt, after Aurora, he said on my show and others, and it made national news, but then they backed off. Oh, Larry Pratt says the government could have staged this. What he said was, if they staged Fast and Furious, they could have staged this. Ladies and gentlemen, they're the prime suspects, and then each event has so many earmarks. It'd be like if you were a cop, and you're driving by a bank, and you see guys running out with masks on and bags over their shoulders and guns in their belts. I mean, that's probable cause. They're bank robbers. I mean, if they don't stop, you can shoot them. I mean, it's the same deal. I mean, they have done this stuff before. They stand to gain from it. And all the anomalies and the things involved, I don't just say this because I want to think this. It's overwhelming. And I haven't even been touching it a lot. People are mad at me. Because people are like, yeah, this is blaringly staged. Yeah, of course it's staged. Of course it's staged. There's some real mass school shootings, but these things, you get a mental patient in there, you shoot them, you have organized crime, shoot some kids, they get out. Even if they get caught, you know, the feds say let them go, and then you just change the story around. And I haven't even gotten into homes. I mean, that is incredible. Mike in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Guns and Obama, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. My family and I are praying for you. You're doing the yeoman's job there. I hope nothing happens. I hope everything stays peaceful.
Well, listen, I only whine about it, and I've gotten my will redone and stuff, because there is a chance they may set me up or do something. I'm just letting people know this is real. I'm not putting it out there, ooh, the show's spooky, and oh, man. I mean, these are criminals, and a lot of people aren't fighting them because they know they're criminals, and I'm just saying, let's just get this out in the open. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, we are the cops out in front of the bank, and these guys are the robbers. They just ran out. They got the masks on. They got the guns. And they're saying, hey, we'll just go ahead and gaslight these people and say, hey, turn over your guns. You can't get us. We just robbed the bank. You can't do anything about it. But the one thing I called in about is, Obama sounds real reasonable to the soccer moms and to everybody that wants to obey the law and has empathy for the parents of the children that were killed and all of that. Everything he says is real reasonable. The only problem is, he works for us and he wants a background check so that we can have our guns. What about he's working for us? We need a background check on him. He has access to weapons of mass destruction. He has access to Predator drones.
Exactly. He won't release any of his college records. He won't release any of it. He's got multiple names on record. He's in college magazines under other names. We don't know who this guy is. For all I know, he could be a robot. I mean, I'm joking when I say that, but I mean, he is Mr. Mystery. That's why more and more I'm getting freaked out by him. I mean, we're in trouble. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, why are we putting up with this? I mean, this is the thing that should be put out there. He's never gone through a background check here. We know he's bad.
No, it's true. In fact, they've had news articles saying to work at the post office, you'd have to have more of a background check than Obama's had. And that's why they've got him in there, is because who knows who he really is? Barry Sotero. Who knows who his dad really is? All these other names. I mean, he's got at least three different names that have been his name on record. We'll be right back.
Hello. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, it's official. We're trying to get the full text of all of them. We're live here at 208 Central. Obama signs 23 executive orders to curb gun violence, urges Congress to act. And we're going to be going over all of this and playing some of the clips and then going back to your phone calls. The latest is all up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we'll have a lot more tonight, 7 o'clock Central, for the InfoWars Nightly News at InfoWarsNews.com. Now, if you go up to InfoWars.com, it's scrolled down to the bottom of the featured news area. It's Citizens File Articles of Impeachment Against Obama. And again, most people get it. Some are saying, well, how do you file that? I'm publicly putting out, with links to the lawyers and congressmen and women's statements, and with the text of the Constitution, where Obama is clearly violating Article 1, Section 9, and I just go on and on and on, showing all the high crimes and misdemeanors and what Congress is to do. And I think I'll go in there and add some statements as well and show some more of the Constitution at the bottom of the article. Then I have a video breaking it down there. But Citizens File Articles of Impeachment Against Obama. Where you really want to go is drudgereport.com. That's where I go. And if you go there, it's got all the latest, too, as it's breaking. But The ammo shortages are so bad because the citizens buying ammo. And now you know why Homeland Security bought 1.6 billion bullets, more than they'd used for target practice in a decade. That's 1.6 billion bullets. That's enough bullets to shoot every person in America more than four times. Hollow Point, you know, 223, 308, Hollow Point 40. They did all this because they knew this was coming. And Obama's on record. That's the thing I get so mad about. They all admit they've always wanted total abolition of our guns. The UN treaty pushes that. The civilian abolition, the abolition of civilian ownership of firearms, because civilian ownership of firearms threatens a legitimate power monopoly of the state. That's a quote from UNIDIR and the treaty in July 7th, 2001. And it's the same treaty today. They just added to it. This is their goal. Don't say it's about the dead kids. It's about domination. Because every country where they take the guns, the cops are running around in black masks with machine guns and torturing people and arresting everybody in giant prisons, okay? We know what this is about. Let's start going to some of these clips, and we'll have more of these on the nightly news tonight. Jakari Jackson's doing it, but undoubtedly I'll do some special reports as well. Because as soon as the broadcast is over, I'm going to put my head in all this and come up with some statements. It's exactly what we thought, but even bigger. They're going to swarm us with our own tax money to take our guns at every level. They're going to make the entire Homeland Security hysteria and fear about guns. They're trying to kill the gun culture, and I got news for you. It's going to backfire. Currently, there's going to be more mass shootings, though. That's why they're so confident. They've got something really nasty planned. Like Fast and Furious was when the Second Amendment. Thousands of dead Mexicans conservatively. Hundreds of dead Americans conservatively. Five dead law enforcement conservatively on our side. Hundreds on their side. Thousands of citizens, civilians as we're called. These are cold-blooded mafia dons. I mean, Obama admits he signs death orders, what is it, every Tuesday, for hundreds of drone strikes. Because it's okay when he does, even though it violates international law. In all these countries we're not even at war with, that Congress hasn't authorized, and they'll blow up an entire apartment building to get one bad guy, they say. And it's like, well, that's collateral damage. Yeah, dead kids. Doesn't he go out, play golf, smoke cigarettes, drink whiskey, you know, what Obama does. I mean, this is disgusting exploitation, and the high-fying makes me want to throw up. Drudge has a photo of that up on his site. We can play it here for viewers, but radio listeners, we've got it linked up at InfoWars.com as well. Yeah, there's the clapping and all of it. Here's the first clip, universal background checks. Okay, Obama, we're going to go to the clip 11 minutes into his speech. He says 40% not checked. Yeah, when you sell it to your neighbor or they sell it to you. I mean, criminals are always going to get guns. They bust cops all the time selling guns they've gotten in buybacks. So here's the universal background check comment by Obama.
First, it's time for Congress to require a universal background check for anyone trying to buy a gun. The law already requires licensed gun dealers to run background checks, and over the last 14 years, that's kept 1.5 million of the wrong people from getting their hands on a gun.
All right, that's enough.
But it's hard to enforce that
law.
Yeah,
but Adam Lanza, your patsy,
of all gun purchases are conducted.
Yeah, that's good. I'm going to go back to the air. Adam Lanza, your patsy. I guess they're so used to me in the first hour talking over them, I'm doing it again. Yeah, I guess you're right. Adam Lanza, the patsy, or whoever he is, the whacked out of his mind, the cover of a Hollywood movie about mind control, same look in all these guys' eyes, on psychotropics, under psychiatric care. They fought like a devil to keep that from coming out, but his family's on record now. He tried to buy a gun five times and couldn't get one. I mean, obviously, you go in a gun shop, plus his mental illness was in the health record. It got filed. And he looked like he was whacked out of his brain. I've been at gun shows with private dealers. You know, somebody sell off their collection. They don't sell to people that look like they're illegal aliens. They don't sell to people that don't. They'll talk to you before they sell you a gun. And so what if you're a felon? Most felons were innocent. Or who's to say if somebody did a white-collar crime 20 years ago, they can't have a gun to protect themselves? Look, here's the deal. You try to take somebody's guns, they're going to try to take your guns. It's real simple. In the old days, when you got let out of prison, if you were arrested with a gun that you legally owned, your gun, until the 50s, in most states, was given back to you. Here's your shotgun you were arrested with, you bought down at Sears and Roebuck. Don't try to use that illegally. Because people got it. A criminal's going to get a gun anyways. And I understand it's a way to put criminals back in jail if you catch them with guns again. Look, all that should be in prison is violent offenders and white-collar criminals, and you shouldn't be getting out. There was a lot less crime in this country back in the 30s and 40s and things, when if you did a robbery or something, you're going to be in jail for 10 years, busting rocks. Now it's like a college of criminal activity. Let's go ahead and go to a Second Amendment right of individuals to own for sport, hunting, protection, and collection. Notice he had to stick protection in there, but how am I going to protect myself from six or seven gangbangers if I don't have a semi-auto? And we've seen those countless videos of store owners and others. So this is Obama's version of the Second Amendment. Here it is.
Like most Americans, I believe the Second Amendment guarantees an individual right to bear arms. I respect our strong tradition of gun ownership and the rights of hunters and sportsmen. There are millions of responsible, law-abiding gun owners in America who cherish their right to bear arms for hunting or sport or protection or collection. Like most Americans, I believe the Second Amendment guarantees an individual right to bear arms.
Hit pause for a moment.
I respect our strong...
The crew was asking me where was the smiling. There it was right there. I only watched about half of it because I was busy talking over it, and I turned it off a few times because I couldn't listen to it. Just while I was watching the continued smirking. You know, it's like when you get caught doing something bad and it's funny. And your dad's going, I know you did it. I know, you know, don't lie. And you're going, you know, and it's like funny. I mean, this guy could not get the you-know-what eating grin off his face. And the crew was asking me where it's at. I saw it like five, six times in just half of it I've watched. But, I mean, there it is. Let's roll that again. Here it is.
Guarantees an individual right to bear arms. I respect our strong tradition of gun ownership.
Do you see him hold the smile down?
And the rights of hunters and sportsmen.
He is so happy he had to fight.
There are millions of responsible, law-abiding gun owners in America who cherish their right to bear arms for hunting or sport or protection or collection.
There goes another smile. I mean, this is insane. And then he goes on to say at the 1554 clip, I want to play that one. He says, we can respect the Second Amendment while keeping an irresponsible, law-breaking few from inflicting harm on a massive scale. Yeah, by arming people in the school. The government has psychological profiles to know who's steadfast, who's always been to work on time, generally who's got a military-style background or an Eagle Scout, people that are into duty. I mean, I'll tell you who you arm. You arm the football coaches. I mean, this is a no-brainer. You arm honorable people. Obviously, the weird science teacher, you know, who everybody knows is a perv or whatever, and you give them a psychological evaluation. I mean, I'm all for that just because, you know, you might end up getting crazy someday as a teacher that kills people. Plus, the kids are so out of control, who knows what will happen? You're getting assaulted. My point is, do psychological profiling and arm the teachers. Or have retired cops who want to work as janitors. Believe me, they would come and be happy to sweep the floors. Be undercover and protect kids and put a couple of retired cops in every school. I mean, I bet you get cops that would do it for free, but you don't want to do that. You want to just pay them. I mean, this is a no-brainer, but I don't want the police in there doing the anti-drug stuff and harassing people and things. Dealing with bullies, things like that's fine, but I guarantee you, they're saying they're going to have federal police in there. We're going to skip this break coming up. I guarantee you. They're going to just turn this into a federal brainwashing, federal spying, federal anti-gun officers, which is actually what they're proposing. Instead of arm the teachers, and if the schools are too cowardly to do that, like Texas and other states are doing, you know, I had that state superintendent on from that Texas town where they're 30 minutes from the local police department, but it's a big school out in the country. And he said, you know, we saw mass shootings in 2007, and we're not going to wait 30 minutes. And we're not going to have our teachers illegally carrying guns in principal, so we have people that have concealed carry that we do some private training with the police and some building clearings style stuff. See, but the feds don't want that. They want mass shooting training where you go get in a ball. And in every mass shooting, a teacher finally knocks the window out and tries to claw out the burglar bars to go out the window. I mean, if you hear boom, boom, boom shooting, it should be... If you really wanted to be serious for something that's still very rare, you would have the collapsible stairs, a stepladder that was right there, and you'd open it and make sure the windows were openable from the inside to go out the window. We're skipping the break. I mean, it is just amazing. Absolutely amazing. What's going on here? I mean, they used to tell people, if you hear a nuclear, you know, bomb sirens go off, get under your desk. And it was just all about creating fear. But at least with that, the ceiling might fall on you. That actually might protect you. There was some reality there, even though it was done for fear-mongering. That was later declassified. Getting in a ball when someone's coming to kill you is the last thing you want to do. You seen that lawyer where the guy's trying to kill him and the lawyer's dodging? And he's getting shot in the arms, but he still gets all the way up on him and then hides behind a tree? I mean, if you're cornered, you're better to fight than just sit there and be a sitting duck. I thought that was Remo Williams. Remember that movie, Remo Williams? Pretty good B movie where the Fred Ward, where the guy, where the Japanese karate master knows how to dodge bullets. You've seen that footage of the lawyer. He dodges a bunch of them. That guy's got a revolver and he's like dodging it. I mean, if somebody pulls a gun on me and I don't have a gun, that's what's going to happen, is that I'm going to dodge them. And if somebody came into my house and I couldn't get to a gun or a restaurant, I guarantee you, without thinking, I would go throw myself at them, just like Susanna Hupp's dad did in that Luby, saving a bunch of people. Not because I'm a hero, folks. You couldn't control me. And I just don't know how we've gotten to the point where a lot of people just kneel down. Oh, you're shooting people? And they just, oh, you're shooting them in a row? Let me just get ready and put my head down. Well, let me put my head down while you shoot me. I mean, where is the survival instinct? Every mammal I know. I remember I was about 5, 6 years old. My grandmother had these mouse traps out for mice and rats out in the country. They were getting in the house. And I never even told anybody the story because it didn't really even break the flesh. Like, partially did. I was like 3, 4, 5. I don't remember how old I was. I was real little. And it was on the back porch, and there was a bucket, and there was a rat in it. It had fallen in the bucket. It was trying to get out. And I wanted to be nice and help him get out. And I reached in there, and that rat bit me. One time a honeybee was in the baby pool, and I wanted to save it, and it stung me. And I really cried. My dad said, it was one of my first memories. I was about 2 and a half because I wanted to help the bee, and it stung me. I didn't know why it was mean to me. But the point is that a rat will bite you. A raccoon will bite you. A dog will bite you. A seal will bite you. A woodchuck will bite you. A otter will bite you. A wildcat will bite you. A puma will bite you. A cow will bite you and headbutt you. A bunny rabbit will bite you. A deer will bite and kick you. Every mammal fights back. It's automatic if you're cornered. And they're trying to take our basic instinct of defending ourselves away. And that's why they hate the gun culture, because it's helping us redevelop and rediscover that. Let's go to this bizarre 1647 clip. Pundits saying it's all about all-out assault by tyrants on liberty. Let's go to Obama responding to his critics. Here it is.
This will be difficult. There will be pundits and politicians and special interest lobbyists publicly warning of a tyrannical all-out assault on liberty. Not because that's true, but because they want to gin up fear or higher ratings or revenue for themselves.
Oh, I wonder who you're talking about, punk.
And behind the scenes, they'll do everything they can to block any common sense reform and make sure nothing changes whatsoever.
Oh, yeah.
The only way we will be able to change is if their audience, their constituents, their members.
Let's stop right there. Says, what? That is a profound statement. And he's thinking about Alex Jones. He's thinking about Matt Drudge. He's thinking about Glenn Beck. He's thinking about Larry Pratt, Wayne LaPierre. I mean, guaranteed, because the White House has responded to me before. And it's come out that Homeland Security's got files on Matt Drudge and Alex Jones and all this stuff. And there's been lawsuits over, but they won't release them by InfraGuard, that's board member of the NRA, Bob Barr, former congressman. I mean, they're talking about us. Because like, that's incredible. While they're up there, they know we know they're crooks. I mean, these people shipped 20,000 plus guns into Mexico. Not to the gun dealers allowing guns to walk under ATF orders. That's just the least of it, so the media focused on that to divert. They shipped hand grenades. They had the U.S. Army get weapons down there, 18-wheelers, rocket launchers, to try to just wreck Mexico so they could then say there's a bunch of U.S. guns doing it to blame our Second Amendment. And again, that all came out. You know how gangster that is? That is a false flag. And they're doing the same thing right now. And I'm going to be honest with you. Again, I didn't watch that full speech, and I was only reading these quotes. That was a stunning quote. We're going to do Overdrive the whole hour. Guys, back that back up for me if you can. And I know you moved to the next clip. I want to go back to 1647. That is just stunning. And you can see him holding back his mafia smirk. Hey, that good fella business Biden might work for you in New York and Chicago and places, okay? Nothing against New Yorkers or Chicagoans. They're great people, but because they've been such wealthy areas, the criminals all ran there, and they've run your areas for 100 years. I mean, all that good fella crud and your shark skin suits and all that may intimidate people. And you know, you may think it's funny to sit there with your... I mean, they look like Robert De Niro in Goodfellas. Great Martin Scorsese movie. I watched it again, a true story, with my wife Saturday night. And that same fake confidence makes my blood literally boil. And they cannot stand the fact that I got up there and said, you want to take our guns, you want to enslave us. And that was the number one story in the country for 2 days. They were talking about Alex Jones first and foremost. That's why we need your prayers. Because they go, oh, you're discredited. You're yelling at us. You're calling us criminals. That's not a real debate. You're not a real person having a real debate. You're not like my neighbor coming over and going, hey, we don't have enough land to have an agriculture exemption, but if we combine together and get an agriculture exemption, we can get off on our taxes. You know, if we put honeybees on it or maybe a cow or two, how's that sound? You want to do that? Man, that's a really good idea. Yeah, that'll lower our taxes massively. You know, I've been so busy, I really haven't had time to go, you know, talk to you. I'm glad you reached out to do that. Yeah, let's do that. I waited so long, the neighbor went ahead and just bought some more properties they could do it, but they're still nice enough. I'm going to talk to them to let me merge in with them. But the point is, that's a negotiation. That's a good faith. You know, talking to my neighbor. Hey, how you doing there, Jesse, or whoever the neighbor is? How are you doing today? Let's talk about, as regular people, nice, calm voices. Hey, come on in and have a cup of coffee. When somebody is a known liar telling me they don't want my guns when they're sworn to get them, and they're a bunch of crooks that cause mass murder in Mexico and the U.S. Southwest to blame the Second Amendment and scapegoat gun owners and use a bunch of dead Mexican kids. You know, Mexico has press conferences. Calderon did it. We got to do a piece on that. He got a bunch of Mexican kids around him and said, America, we ban your guns. It's your fault. I mean, it's the most ridiculous script. And the White House did it. And the guy that did it, killing thousands of people and hundreds of children, is trying to blame you and I for it. And then we get angry and they go, oh, you're discredited. And only the sheep go, oh, yeah, you're discredited when you get angry. But when they go have rallies with Cuomo and gangsters like the Godfather of Chicago, Emanuel, they start going, we're going to do it. Yeah, yeah, we're going to get the guns. But with us, oh, no, don't get excited. Hold on. You just sit right there and you take a deep breath and you calm down and you're discredited, okay? But you notice the president in his press conference, what did he say? He said, there are going to be people saying this is tyranny. There are going to be people saying the government's evil. And he does this little gangster satisfaction. He goes, he's not even a good liar now. He goes, and they're lying. They're wrong. I mean, that is the most incredible thing. The president of the United States is directly responding to us. There's no doubt. No doubt. And I've entered this insane vortex where I've got all these pundits on, and they're saying, yeah, Alex, you're pretty much the most prominent voice now. I didn't even want that. I mean, this is Creepville on steroids. Because let me tell you, I'm a macho guy, and I don't like tyrants, but I got to be honest, it is creepy to have the president responding to you. And let me tell you, they're thinking about a group of people there, but right in the middle is me. I mean, he's thinking about a group of people. Because it's come out that we're in their internal stuff. But, I mean, it's just unbelievable. That criminal now responding to me.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling
on down to San Antonio. What these psycho dungeon keepers really like is putting innocent people in jails. You know, when freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails, and those that cry to appease, appease are hung by those they tried to please. I'm not afraid of dying. I don't want to be locked up in one of their dungeons, man. If they ever lock me up in one of their dungeons, I'm innocent. Get me out. Oh, man. Again, I hadn't seen the whole speech. I was reading over the transcripts, and now we're playing clips of it. And the whole crew said they were back there having lunch. Well, part of the crew, the TV crew, they said, oh, no, we knew they were talking about you, because obviously I came out saying it's tyranny, it's a takeover. Last week, that was the big story. The White House responded at the end of Piers Morgan to my petition and denied it, as if they could have ever deported him because I asked anyways. We were just showing how your whole petition's a fraud anyways. You're not a dictator. You're trying to be one. Any country where you give a petition to the president and they can do whatever they want, that's not called a president. It's called a dictator. And by the way, Rand Paul, two congressmen, more congressmen, they're calling him a dictator, a king. They're talking about impeachment, and they're talking about how they're going to impeach him. Let's go. It's not, hey, if you keep pushing, we're going to impeach you. We've got a grandstander up there telling us it's our fault when more kids get killed when they're the ones trying to block armed guards in the schools. Remember that. And he's trying to get the people organized to overthrow their own Bill of Rights and Constitution. That is sedition. He is trying to turn all of our cities into crime-ridden mafia-don areas like he controls, and we don't want any part of it. White House now requires We the People petitions to have 100,000 signatures for official response. Yeah, well, they responded to the states' rights ones that had hundreds of thousands, and he said, no, there are no states. I am your supreme leader. All right, I want to go to your phone calls, but let's play this clip again. Pundits saying it's all about assault by tyrants. I mean, Obama brought in unconstitutional Obamacare, openly. Hey, guys, will you come? Hold on one second, man. Will you come, guys, talk to this Canadian TV thing because I'm doing overdrive and just set me up for Skype? Ma'am, hold on one second. Here you go. I mean, they just all have gotten my cell phone number somehow. They're just calling, and BBC's on there, too. And then Good Morning America's on there. I never even told you this morning about it. So I got to deal with that. I got to get more producers, more people. They're working hard in there. There's just too much going on. What was I getting into? Oh, yeah, pundits. We're going to play pundits. I know there's going to be idiots on YouTube in places that, you know, that aren't listening to the radio or not watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv. Look at this crazy guy. He says the White House is responding to him. They responded to my petition and said they were watching Piers Morgan. Jay Carney did. That's the White House press secretary. Myself, Matt Drudge, and others have come out that Homeland Security has files on us just for our covering the TSA. Big Sis has responded and talked about Matt Drudge. The White House has. We have the tens of millions of listeners and viewers and readers. Piers Morgan has 500,000 until I went on his show and went up to 1,000,000. And then tens of millions because it was aired everywhere else. I mean, it's an illusion. That the president is a nobody punk. He's not our president. And then they try this, just because you're racist, folks. If there was a black guy that was like George Washington, I'd wash his feet. I'm so sick of what color people are. I don't care about their hearts and their minds, the character of their deeds, and I'm sick of these racists standing behind race. They're not even racist, though. They use it to manipulate. And Obama is a clear and present danger to this republic. And I'm saying second American Revolution, peaceful secession. Boom, people are listening. I'm saying it's time to impeach his butt. Okay, and he's responding to us, and they are hacking our site and doing every dirty trick you can imagine. So we need people to help us. You know, if they bring InfoWars.com down, it doesn't matter. We'll just set up alternate backup sites, and we'll get our news out one way or the other. You're not going to stop any of us, okay? But if these are sophisticated, obviously governmental things going on. I'm not going to get into the nature of them. In case others want to piggyback on the exploitations, but it is not fun. And we have people up 24 hours a day. We're going to put more on the job, and it'll just make us stronger by the grace of God. But they're mad because no one will call them what they are, low-down gangster thug criminals and waging war against our Bill of Rights and Constitution. Putting us under you in command, passing Obamacare, raising taxes on poor people. Man, I tell you, that makes me these helpless, sad. A lot of people laugh at these Obama-noids, and I've done it too myself because it's funny. It's funny because they sound funny. I told the Obama lady, I said, you sound like a Muppet. I said, I have laughed at you, but I care about you as a human. I don't know if I should laugh or cry. And then I showed her how he lied and said he wouldn't raise taxes, and how he lied and said he wouldn't come up with a gun. She goes, wow, I never saw that. He is a liar. And my whole point is, I want her to have a future. I want her to have a country. I want her to be free. I care about her soul, her mind. And the media just says, no, you're racist if you don't vote for Obama. I mean, it's just such a dumbed down. How obvious does it have to get? Here's the kids I'm high-fiving. I'm going to get the guns for you kids. The kids said, you're against the little five-year-old if you don't give me my guns. But I'm not a tyrant. There's no tyranny. There's nothing wrong going on anywhere. I mean, this is insane. They are attacking me and others because we're aggressive. And they want to just normalize all this tyranny. Let's go to this clip one more time. Here it is.
This will be difficult. There will be pundits and politicians and special interest lobbyists publicly warning of a tyrannical all-out assault on liberty. Not because that's true, but because they want to gin up fear or higher ratings or revenue for themselves. And behind the scenes, they'll do everything they can to block any common sense reform and make sure nothing changes whatsoever.
No, that's not true.
The only way we will be able to change is if their audience, their constituents, their membership says this time must be different.
This and that's what they call it. Now is the time in his executive orders that are now out. Up there with those dead kids trying to blame gun owners for it. And we've said, don't make schools victim disarmament zones. We've said, get people off these Prozac-type drugs that 20% of the country's on, roughly. Don't have the federal government demand that foster kids be put on psychotropics, 67% of them. I mean, they know the vaccines are killing people. It's on the inserts they can kill you. And they get on the news and go, there are no side effects. That's a conspiracy theory. I've shown you news clips. I've shown you news articles. These people do not care about you. And he represents Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. We've got to start a protest to those guys, start pulling money out of them. I guess that's the answer, is just go after the banks, the foreign banks. I mean, I guess that's it. He's just their agent. And they've taken the country over by fraud, and now they don't want us armed to ever be able to get our country back because they're planning real tyranny. They want those guns so bad because they're in a race before everything collapses. Because if it all collapses, they'll use it to be able to take over and get control. But if we have guns and fight off the roving hordes of welfare people burning things, that won't play into their hands, will it? So they've got to get guns demonized so they can have cover to wage their homeland security war on gun owners, and that's the plan. The NSA, the whole homeland security system, in giant anti-gun checkpoints, and that's what these federally funded, quote, gang checkpoints are all over the country. Texas is heading it up. Totally unconstitutional. But see, Texas thinks conservative means police state. No, it means the opposite. So they're like, well, yeah, we have crimes. We're going to have checkpoints to look for gang members. No, it's just to search our cars. You know where the gang members are. I can take it to them right now, selling crack cocaine 5 miles from here. Let's go to a few more clips than your calls. Let's just say, I can't just be the usual suspects. Let's play that clip. Here it is. That's 18.
We are responsible for each other.
It's okay. Go ahead and play that one. It's all right, guys. I know we got a bunch of clips here.
We are responsible for each other.
Okay. You want to play 1812 now? Got a whole bunch of clips there in our primitive in our primitive computers. Well, it just says 1812. I can't just pass the usual suspects. Well, we've got them highlighted right here. I was just going off the ones I highlighted. Hey, it doesn't matter. Hey, that's great. Which one can we go to next? Okay, well, let's just go ahead and play the next clip. Yeah, let's go ahead and play it.
As soon as I'm finished speaking here, I will sit at that desk and I will sign a directive giving law enforcement, schools, mental health professionals, and the public health community some of the tools they need to help reduce gun violence. We will make it easier to keep guns out of the hands of criminals by strengthening the background check system. We will help schools hire more resource officers if they want them, and develop emergency preparedness plans. We will make sure mental health professionals know their options for reporting threats of violence, even as we acknowledge that someone with a mental illness is far more likely to be a victim of violent crime than the perpetrator.
All right, let's stop right there. Their main mission is to say everybody's mentally ill or get you on welfare or get you in the criminal justice system to say now you don't have your rights and make you a slave of the state. This is just modern forms of slavery. They know exactly what they're doing, and they exempt themselves from all their garbage. They've got get-out-of-jail-free cards, literally. Congress gets caught insider trading. They go, guess what? We'll pass a law to make it illegal. It was already illegal. Then the law they pass legalizes them insider trading. If the House or Senate Ethics Committee, run by some of the worst offenders, it's like, well, the other fox says that I'm allowed to go eat the hens, it's okay. It'd be like Stalin saying, well, the Politburo says I can kill 10 million Ukrainians. I can. That makes it legal. Or be like, Heinrich Himmler saying, well, we can kill all these people in death camps if Hitler says it's okay. Mr. Hitler, Der Fuhrer, can you sign this order to make it all legal? Mr. President, can you sign this order for drone attacks to illegally bomb countries and kill innocent people? You signed the order? Oh, you didn't have authority? You say NATO gave it to you, not Congress. Oh, okay. They're our boss now. One more clip. This is really creepy collectivism. You heard, we have rights to be safe in our schools. We have rights to be safe in our churches. We have rights to be safe, in Chicago, where we've taken all the guns so the mafia runs things. Oh, I didn't mean to say that. See, it's this collectivism where you as a group of gun owners, you are responsible for the dead kids. And he's had his pundits come out and say that. I mean, that makes me mad. They're trying to guilt me into giving up my rights when he's nothing but a low-down criminal. And again, I've listed the articles of impeachment. He is a criminal. And I've listed the proof at InfoWars.com. We are responsible for each other. Listen to this weirdness now. This Stasi state they're announcing where everybody's spying and tattling and it's collective. We're all in socialist health care now, so you're not allowed to eat that steak because I got to pay for your health care. You're not allowed to drink that Coca-Cola or that beer now because I say it's bad for you. And it's a nanny state. And we're the collective. And we're gonna get the gun manufacturers and NRA here, not the Second Amendment, but stakeholders to decide if we're going to ban the guns. All this UN talk, let's go to that clip.
We are responsible for each other.
Again, we are responsible for each other, and it ties into all the rest of the garbage. We're going to be playing more of these clips tonight on the transmission. Let's just go to more calls here. Antoine in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
It's a man, a man.
Hey, buddy.
I want to get a couple points across. Just, I think we need to get on offensive. I think I was talking to a couple friends. I think we should march on D.C. with fake guns because I don't want them to put a real person with a gun and say that we shoot people just to symbolize the guns that we have, And we should also, I also think you should do a special report because your special reports are very effective. I was able to wake up a lot of people through your special reports. If you could somehow, I know you're very busy, and make a really good special report showing everything that you talked about, how we got here. That'd be really great. I mean, Facebook, the social media, I've woken up a lot of people, just like you woke up that lady, the Obama phone lady, right there on the air in front of us all. I've done that to a lot. I'm African-American myself, and personally, every African-American that I know that's under 30 knows that he's a crook. Now, the ones that are above 30 think he's God.
Well, that's what I've noticed, because I do get obsessed reading YouTube comments. And I go to the channels and look, and it's like most of the comments, not just on my YouTube channel, but others, are like, this is a crook. We warned you. He's coming. It's black people criticizing him. But then the media says 95% of blacks support Obama. I don't think that's true. And I don't think these polls we hear that only 15% don't want to turn their guns in. I mean, that's not what I'm seeing or hearing. I don't believe these polls.
And trust me, I'm in the black community. I mean, my grandmother cried because I wouldn't vote for Obama. That's how bad it is. Okay, I was playing it to her all, and it was really weird. Like, they were contradicting themselves while I'm laying out the hardcore facts in their face.
I've talked to folks who told their parents, he's coming for the guns, and they didn't agree. But now that he's coming for them, they're like, well, you're right. But see, it's kind of too late. But, I mean, look, he said he wouldn't raise taxes on working class folks. I mean, they're raising taxes on the poorest people in America that are the working poor. That's pretty cold-blooded, isn't it, when you claim you're this big communist that wants to help everybody?
That's true. And another thing I noticed, too, as I'm an African-American, and you can ask Shakar, he'll tell you the same thing. The more educated black people have a hard time believing it because they've been in college and stuff.
Well, that's the same way. Look, these educated idiot yuppies, I don't care what color they are dumb. They won't listen to facts because they're too busy laughing at you because they're so smart. Oh, I know. It's a joke. I appreciate your call, my friend. Let's talk to Joseph in Texas. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. I've been listening to you for a while. The question is, does everybody realize that history's repeating itself?
A lot of people do. That's why I'm freaking out. We are repeating history. We're in trouble.
this is only to, you need to actually, the one thing that you need to realize is he's going to present four arguments. The four arguments are going to run along the political, which they're already doing, the social with the children that he parades out. You watch, next thing he's going to come out with, and they're going to cherry pick the data, is going to be medical and economic.
No, he's already doing that. He's going to turn Obamacare into a funding mechanism for gun grabbing because Obamacare is written to where he can do anything he wants.
Yep. But history is repeating itself in a sense. Whenever there's a new bad thing, that right now guns are the new smoking. They're bad, according to the government. They break out these four arguments, and the only way to fight them is basically say, you know, quit cherry-picking the data. Let me see the entire report.
Well, it's more than that. I got a right to defend myself. I don't care what you say. You're not getting my gun because I'm not guilty for what somebody else did.
That, and do they honestly think, do the people in New York, these legislators in New York who passed all these gun control laws, do they honestly think criminals are so stupid that they're going to be stuck in getting guns from the street? No, they're going to go across state lines.
The criminals are going to rejoice. I mean, the criminals are on the run right now because they're getting their butts shot off by the police and the citizens. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We're going to have a big InfoWars nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. You can get 11 memberships for the price of one. You just go create the username, passcode, and share it with people, and that's how we get the word out more. Yeah, no more Mr. Nice Guy. The globalists are dropping the hammer because they're behind schedule, and they've got to kill our gun culture. It's very positive that they're being this nasty, and it really shows we're hurting them. And so they're going to try to get their legislation through without ever really admitting. Just, here's a little kid. I don't want your guns. Well, the bill says it. Here's a little kid. Hey, your Obamacare has death panels. No, it doesn't. Yeah, it's right here in subsection. Shut up, racist. I remember actually watching Chris Matthews call people racist, and they'd be like, huh? Ah, see, you're racist. How does not wanting death panels mean I'm racist? Well, yeah, of course, a racist wouldn't say they were a racist. I mean, it's, look, little kids, turn in your guns. Oh, the little kids want them turned in. Don't worry, Jimmy, I'll get the guns. I mean, it's so transparent. Obama takes our tax money and wages war against us and gives it to foreign banks, and then I try to sell T-shirts, like the new Come and Take It one, to fund my media operation. And yeah, there's evil pro-gun people that make money, and him and Biden are like, that's really terrible. Yeah, we didn't make it out of insider trading like you and Dianne Feinstein. Yeah, Biden, oh gosh, he's incredible. Jim in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, mega dittos, Alex. Hey, if you're not too mad at me before the end of this, ask me about the Piers Morgan thing. I have some constructive criticism. But the reason I called, I think regarding the Second Amendment, we could clear up all the confusion of terms, intent, and reason if everybody would just go get a copy of Unintended Consequences and read it cover to cover.
Yeah, it's an excellent book. It's an excellent book.
And I think later I'm going to mail my copy to Barry Hussein, highlighted. Might get me killed, but it might be worth it. But this whole discussion about, you know, 1776, and we're all going to go, you know, have a gun battle on the street and stuff. Before we get to that point, it seems to me that it would be smart by trying this, you know, the intelligent approach first. But if everybody that went out and bought guns and bought ammo and had background checks and did all that stuff would just stop paying their taxes, most of these problems would go away.
Hey, brother, let's get something straight. I'm trying to stop the Civil War. Believe me, I'm going to be the first person killed or locked up. I don't want this. Okay? I'm saying they want to get it started while having kids around them going, we just want to be reasonable. I'm telling you, we're in danger. What's your constructive criticism?
I'll skip the rest of the point. But constructive criticism on Piers Morgan, you were great. I love you. You're preaching to the choir. But I'm not the guy, when you go on Piers Morgan, you should be talking to. You should be talking to my mom and dad, my neighbors, and whoever. Like, I tried to show it to other people, and they couldn't get past the tone and the indignation, which I totally get is totally justified. But I think you need to put on a little bit of a dog and pony show to get a few more people over on your side. Like, you've already won me over, Marty List, and I'm already calling your show. I'm not the target audience when you go on Piers Morgan. It's the little old lady who sits and drinks the Kool-Aid all day that you need to be patting on the back.
I agree with you to a certain point, but I found if you slap them upside the head, down the road they wake up. It's like a delayed action. And I didn't even do that on purpose. I just got mad at the sniveling lying. Christ overturned the tables and beat the money changers. Paul Revere rode around saying, get your weapons and shoot people. I'm not doing any of that. I didn't overturn the table. I'm not saying shoot people. I'm saying, look, you want my guns, you little tyrant. Okay? And I'm sick of you, and I'm sick of your propaganda. All right? Now, if you'd like to learn more, we'll be covering all this tonight, 7 o'clock Central. We take you now to Klandathru, where our forces are winning an incredible battle against the Obamanoids. Alex Jones signing off. That's a Starship Troopers plug there. I'm not going crazy before the New York Times talks about Klandathru.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and T-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.